Random House Audio presents Miracle by Danielle Steele, read for you by Glenn Fitzgerald. Chapter 1. The sailing yacht Victory made her way elegantly along the coast toward the old port in Antibes on a rainy November day. The sea was choppy as Quinn Thompson stood silently on the deck, looking up at the sails, savoring his last few moments aboard her. He didn't mind the weather, or the gray day, or even the rough seas. He was an inveterate and seasoned sailor. The Victory was a 150-foot sailboat with auxiliary engines that he had chartered from a man he had done business with frequently in London. Her owner had business reversals that year, and Quinn had been grateful to have use of the boat since August. He had used her well, and the time he had spent aboard had been good for him in every way. He was healthy, strong, and more peaceful than he had been when the trip began. He was a handsome, vigorous, youthful-looking man, and more than he had been in months, he was resigned to his fate. He had boarded the yacht in Italy, and after that spent time in Spanish and French waters. He had hit a traditionally rough patch in the Gulf of Lions, and relished the excitement of a brief and unexpected storm. He had sailed on to Sweden and Norway afterward, and returned slowly through several German ports. He'd been on the boat for 3 months, and it had served a useful purpose. It had given him all the time away he needed, time he had used well to think and recover from all that had occurred. He had been stalling his return to California for months. He had no reason to go home, but with winter setting in, he knew he couldn't delay his return much longer. The owner of the Victory wanted her in the Caribbean for his own use by Christmas, as they had discussed when they agreed to the charter.